watch this week, this week of last year's regular season?
I've watched it. You know, we've done our homework on them, and you know, we're getting rolling through the week now.
It seems, Bill, at least this morning, yeah, here, was very adamant about the fact that you can't deal with it. You're beat on what happened last year. Right now.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they came out and gave us a good game, and you know, gave us some trouble and things that we'll have to shore up.
How good is their defense? It seems like it all starts up front for them.
Yeah, that front seven. I mean, they're very talented, as good a front as we'll see, and you know, we have to do a good job of handling them, and you know, we'll go from there.
Jimmy, your impressions of Rashad Jones at safety for the Dolphins?
Good player, real good player. He's very instinctive. He's always around the ball. You know, one of those guys we're gonna have to account for and take care of.
You know, you don't want to get too high or too low, but after last Sunday's win, is it a little bit of a challenge not to get too high this week?
No. I mean, Sunday's over with. You know, we're already into the Dolphins. We've been into the Dolphins for the last couple of days now, so you know, it's a new challenge, and you know, it's a new week. So, that's the season for you.
How do you do that, Jim? I mean, how do you avoid getting too high from a big win like that?
You know, I think the atmosphere in the building, you know, just the coaching staff does a good job of keeping us level-headed and, you know, just never too high, never too low kind of thing. You know, it's just on to the next week. You know, it's a long, long season, so you just got to keep moving on.
How quickly did you do that? Was it on the plane ride home? Did you start looking at film, and what was your...
Yeah, rewatched the Arizona game on the flight home and then pretty much got into Miami. So it wasn't a lot of sleep, but, I mean, that's what it calls for when you do those long trips like that.
Are they longer, Miami, than most teams that you guys, at least up front, that you've played in the past?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have some length to them. I mean, they're overall up front, they're very talented. I mean, they do a lot of things well, and it's going to be a good challenge for us this week. So, you know, we have to do what we do and handle them.
Jimmy, how excited are you to get your first start in front of a home crowd?
It's going to be exciting, you know, real exciting. You know, another good opportunity, just have to go out there and perform.
I mean, it seemed like you did a really good job, especially in the first half, getting rid of the ball quickly against this type of defensive line. Is that, again, going to be – how much of a priority is that again this week?
It's going to be important. You know, just you know, you don't want to hold it back there. I mean, especially against these guys. They're talented. They get off the ball fast and everything. So, I mean, the more you hold it, the more trouble you'll be in. So, you know, we just got to do a good job of you know, playing our game.
We understand Tom can have social calls. Have you had any social calls with Tom?
No.
There's some concern when Rob didn't make the trip to Phoenix. What have you learned from Gronkowski just from seeing him at practice during his rehab?
What have I learned from him? I mean, his locker's right next to mine, so I've been learning from Rob since I came in here. You know, just whatever it may be, he's a great guy, great leader of this team, and you know, he's going to help us.
Are you prepared to make adjustments in terms of the flow of the offense if he does come back this week?
Yeah, you know, we never really know who we have, who we don't have. So, you know, we kind of just have to react to it. And whoever coach puts out there, I mean, that's who we have to play with.
Jerry, whatever attention's been coming your way, since Sunday, have you been doing a good job avoiding it, or how are you handling it?
Yeah, you know, answering texts and stuff like that is always tough. But for the most part, I mean, we're just going about our business as usual.
You talked about Rashad Jones. Mm-hmm. And some of the subtleties of quarterback play, looking off safety. But also, it seemed like there were times in Arizona tried to bait you, perhaps, into throws. And mm-hmm. understanding, you know, what's legit, what's not. How much have you grown in that area, even in the last couple of weeks, let alone the last couple of years?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going in the right direction. You know, that's kind of the game within a game type of thing. You know, you're playing games with them. They're trying to play games back, and you just have to be smart about it. So, you know, he's, like I said before, a very instinctive player, smart player, so we just have to be smart with him.
As you know, Bill doesn't necessarily, is not effusive in his praise of you guys, maybe the other team, not you guys. After the game, though, in that moment, after you got the game ball, he said to you something like, it was an excellent win, tremendous win, something terrific win, terrific performance. What does that mean to you, even in that one little second, to get that sort of compliment?
It's nice. It is. I mean, especially in that moment after the game, you know, everybody's you know, emotions are running very high at that time. So, you know, it's always good to hear that from the head coach, and, you know, you take those when you get them.
Jimmy,
After the game. You seem to be enjoying being a starter, not surprisingly. You're obviously having success. The longer you have success, the longer you're a starter. It's going to be harder to go back?
I don't know. We'll cross that when we get there, I guess. For now, it is what it is.
Hey, Jimmy, talk about going from a week to week. Every week is a new week. But what is the fine line in taking the confidence and the building blocks that you had in week one into week two, even though it's a new game?
Yeah, I mean, there is a fine line, no question about it. I mean, you don't want to be riding that wave the entire week because then you'll fall behind on the next team, Miami, for us. And, you know, it's a good thing that we got the confidence, but, I mean, that's about it. You don't want to think about it too much because then you'll get stuck in the past, and that's never a good thing in this league.
Do you rely on anybody to bring you back down? You know, I mean, Bill obviously would be one guy quick, but family members, have ever been like, hey, don't get too high, don't get too low? Is there someone?
Just kind of my family as a whole. You know, growing up with two older brothers especially, they'll let you know real quick what you did wrong and, you know, what you can improve on. So just kind of the upbringing, I guess, that really helps out.
Jimmy, did you hear from anybody after the game that maybe you weren't expecting to? Celebrities, rock stars, actresses?
Said actresses kind of specifically there. No, I mean, nothing crazy. I mean, some people I haven't talked to in years, but, you know, there's a lot of text.
Jimmy, you said you watched the film of last year's game. You also get in that game. How much do you take from that, you know, actually being on the field against that team going forward to this week?
Not a ton. You know, it was, I think, like three plays or something like that, so... And not a ton.
You don't get a feel for anything when you're out there like that, you know, coming into here?
No, I mean, a little bit, but I mean, it's a completely different circumstance, I guess. So, you know, hopefully we're not in that situation this year.
Maybe are divisional games different for you in terms of just knowing these teams? Obviously, there are three of them, and you're going to see the Dolphins twice this year.
Yeah, just, you know, they're important. They count more in the standings, you know. I mean, at the end of the year, you're going to look at the division games, and they're important ones. So, you know, we're not taking this game lightly at all. It's a great team, and we got to go out there and perform.
Your first couple of passes went straight to Edelman. You say he's kind of your main guy to have more confidence in?
You know, I think the offense as a whole, we knew going into the Arizona game that everybody was going to have to make plays. It wasn't just going to be a one-man show because that's just the way we had to play that game. So, you know, it was just everybody doing their part at the right time.
Any funny texts from your brothers after that game?
Nothing specific, you know, just humbling texts, I guess.
Jimmy, you're probably going to hear about Cameron Wake all week. What's your thoughts on him?
Good player, very good. You know, coming off the injury from last year against us, you know, we got to take care of him in the pass game and the run game. So whenever he's in there, we just got to be aware of it.
When you say humbling text, what do you mean? I mean, text from your brothers after a big win, I would think would be building you up. What kind of...
You ever grow up with three brothers? No, they were supportive, though, too. I mean, they're the best. They
don't you want to share that they cut you down about it?
Personal text, you know.
Jimmy, obviously, Tom, you run out there on the field in the home game with him. You see him go down to the opposite end zone. He gets the fans all riled up. Do you have anything planned for when you make your way out of the field on Sunday in the home opener?
We'll see you on Sunday.
Good.
All right. Thanks, guys.